We did a series of, as you know, last couple of years, we did extensive surveying, public meetings. We contracted with the college and their Public Services Institute. They did some very scientific polling, got a great cross-section of demographics. And from that, those studies and that extensive research, we were able to come forward with a plan. Talks about five goals. So here's our five goals: to preserve and sustain the unique environmental habitats throughout Lorain County while responding to the needs of the citizens into the future. Again, this is what we do. We preserve, conserve, we look for opportunities for great natural assets that we can do that. That's part of our mission. It's part of why Metro Parks were created in the state of Ohio. Goal two, to further develop partnerships with communities to improve quality of life issues through economic development and protection of natural assets. We started to talk about that, the partnerships that we've already established and how that's impacted quality of life, economic development. We think we've made great inroads. We've already made, I think, significant impacts and already expanding our horizons both publicly and privately, and different groups and organizations are stepping forward to look for those collaborations and partnerships. One thing that's kind of emerged in the very recent past, and we'll talk a little bit more about it maybe later, is what we call the rains of biblical proportions that we were hit there in mid-May, and it certainly opened up a lot of people's eyes again about partnering with the Metro Parks, green space, open space, and the ability to partner and help solve a lot of these stormwater and wetland issues. Sometimes that's an uphill battle, but we keep at it because it's part of what we do and our mission. So goal three, to meet the wide diversity of recreational, environmental, health, and educational requirements of the public. Again, the diversity of the recreational, especially the recreational and health, and is really skyrocketed in these last several months here. Relative to, we've been invited to the table on several health initiatives. I think, again, people within the county have identified us, and certainly, actually, it's a national trend. It's something that's picked up even in the national parks about how national parks can contribute to the health and welfare and well-being of the citizens of the country. We're certainly bringing that down here to Lorain County. Between this facility, Splash Zone, and again, the miles and miles of trail, both water and, paved and gravel trails, the great opportunities are right here. Again, we've worked closely with the Wilbers and some of their initiatives on health and fitness. So we're ever ever responsive to that, and we're looking forward to some new arrangements and partnerships and to grow those numbers and hopefully save more lives. Goal four, to sustain safe, well-maintained facilities accessible to everyone. I think historically, safe, clean, well-maintained facilities are always top in people's lists. And again, our staff has done a phenomenally great job of that. They get it. Our approval ratings were 95%, which means, though, there's 5% that we need to improve on. And the staff is certainly aware of that and challenged by that. But we know how important that is. In that's what draws people in. When we have well-maintained, safe facilities, people feel that they can go there, and it just builds. It's people that make places safe. When you're alone and in a vacuum, that's what makes it unsafe and foreboding. So by working these together, we're looking to do even better than what we've done and continue that success. Leading to goal five, to connect parks and communities through physical improvements, thereby creating greater opportunities for collaboration. So again, as I referenced earlier about those surveys and the public input, one of the things that came through is that people wanted us for more trails, more connections. And that a theme started to emerge, an overarching issue of connectivity. And again, the last several, especially the last 10-year plan, talked about a park in every community. Again, Metro Parks has achieved that. Now it's our mission these next coming years to make the what I call connect the dots. So we're looking for connectivity, and that connectivity isn't just a physical connecting trail, connecting water trail. It's the ability for people to connect with each other, crossing out of, you know, their community into another community. And from that comes greater opportunities for collaboration, you know, sharing of the arts. We talked about the arts a little bit and the ability to connect the arts to the population. So from that goal, then we identified under our recommendations some key projects here that we're committed to in the next 10 years with your support. Right here in Amherst, to the south of Route 2 at the bottom of the screen is Amherst Beaver Creek Reservation. We've already got plans and we're moving forward, again with support, to connect that Amherst Beaver Creek across Route 2 to this reservation, the Holstein Reservation, so we can connect this facility to Amherst Beaver Creek, and people are already getting excited about that, and hopefully this will be the impetus to make even extend those connections both north and south. Wellington to Oberlin Bikeway. Again, we talked about Wellington in the southern part of the county and its great success. Collaborating, utilizing what the beaches and byways. Did I say that right? Back roads and beaches. Jennifer's going to hang me up tomorrow. I'm going to hear about this. So I apologize, Barb. But the ability to connect Finley State Park, along this route through Wellington into the village of Wellington. And again, we've struck up a great partnership already with a railroad group who controls that 100-foot wide right-of-way all the way up technically into Lorain. But we're committed to getting that connection, that trail built from Wellington into Oberlin to tie into our North Coast Inland Trail. And if you remember a few slides back, we talked about that 100-foot wide trail that's already built. We think that's a great opportunity to again, bring people up and out and bring people along the trail into Oberlin, down into Wellington, and it's a huge win for all of us. The Indian Hollow Reservation, which is over in Grafton. If you're not familiar, the Indian Hollow was some of the old sandstone quarries. To the south, we've had a piece of wetland that we've had for a number of years, but we could never connect the dots. We've got a relationship now. We're going to probably be moving forward here with support here in either very late in the year or early next year to connect those dots from Indian Hollow down through what's really the old, say it out loud, the old Royal Oaks Golf Course, and finally get this thing down to near Crook Street into the township down along the Black. And again, the Black, the developmental of the Black, and preservation, conservation along these waterways was something that even goes back. It's still the accomplishments of our 1961 open space plan. So that was a major key point, and we're certainly proud to be able to pull this off. Black River Bikeway to Lorain Harbor. Again, here's some of the pieces and parts that we weren't able to get done. Picking up off of the existing trail that currently terminates at 611, bringing that through Lorain and ultimately connecting up to the lake at near the Spitzer Marina and the Jackalope. We talked earlier this morning, Rick Novak was here from the Port Authority. We've got a great partnership relationship. We discussed a lot of ideas and projects. So again, to get people up to that site where it's already starting to evolve into a very nice natural area. We think there's some great opportunities for some passive trails, some boardwalk. Again, getting people to the water, getting people to the lake to enjoy this. Sheffield Reservation, again, a parcel that we acquired several years ago. It's technically in Sheffield, but it's entirely surrounded by Sheffield Lake. I think we're finally getting the green light here, inching forward with some regulatory concerns, and they'll enable us to connect the Ferndale Park in Sheffield Lake. They are working with us. They're actually building a trail out towards our parcel that'll then ultimately, through our parcel, connect to the Harris Road Safe Routes to School that Sheffield has constructed. And again, all of this in right across the road from the Sheffield Lake Youth Baseball Fields, which are jam-packed with kids playing playing sports, very active, then shifting us over to the passive. A great opportunity for interpretation, education there. Of course, Cascade Park in Elyria. As most of you know, we have an agreement with the city of Elyria. We're going to physically start actually moving in after the new year. City of Elyria has been working on some of those things under the agreement to get them fixed. I mentioned those rains of biblical proportions earlier. They certainly took a few hits there through the valley along the Black, and they're getting things fixed up and ready to go for our partnership and relationship. Our trails will connect through there. It'll be a circulation thing. We will, we're going to be embarking. We've been collecting, meeting with the city. We've been collecting some historical and cultural data. We're going to be rolling out probably through the fall, meeting with groups, meeting with the neighborhood, talking about what's important to them. It's a process that we have followed before very successfully. Lakeview was one that jumps out, where we had these series of meetings. People identified the kinds of things that they wanted, the experiences they wanted. We'll do that, continue through that process, and through the course of 15, develop our master plan. Again, because as we talk about these different parks, you know, Cascade pretty much tops the list as one of the major regional assets, one of the most major. I mean, it fits so many of those goals and recommendations about protecting, you know, this great gem, jewel. We feel very honored and privileged to have a role in this and to be able to develop that master plan, because it is so important to this county and this region to make it a highly successful park again with visitation and preserve all the great things that go on down there, from the great natural, you know, geologic features, the family gatherings, the overlooks, the activities. So we're really looking forward to this.